And so sometimes I'm in there, I'm like, why so many blood drives? Why is the campus a good place to do that? Well, they're young. They have time on their hands, even though they don't think they do. They're healthy, right? Each donation can save 3 lives. Sometimes there's this weird juxtaposition being at Emory because it's this bustling place of life and youth. And then right next door to it is this hospital and Winship Cancer Institute where people are walking in between those two spaces, students never knowing that in these buildings right next to them, there are people dying. But here we have this blood drive. And the people in those buildings, many more would die if it were not for students like them who are willing to give their blood. Blood is life itself. Folks, why do you think that the gospel presents itself the way that it does? What do you think that it is saying? Is it not Jesus, the Lamb of God, whose blood is of infinite value because the whole world was created through him? That his blood, which is of infinite value, is painted on your hearts by faith. Secondly, that God's wrath has passed over you as a result of it. That thirdly, you are filled with the righteousness of Christ. And fourthly, that you become a magnificent son or daughter of God. It is why the Lord's Supper is such a display of the gospel. And so I'll end with this. People think that Christianity is a religion about being good enough and following rules so that God will be pleased with them during their life, at the end of their life, whatever. But the opposite is true. The gospel is for those who are at the end of their rope, that they have nothing to add or to bring, that they come with sorrow for their sin against God and against others, and that Christ fills that person up with his righteousness through faith. The Israelites did nothing to be saved from the Egyptians. We bring nothing to the table. This is the Lord's table, not our table. It is the Lord's table that we get to receive and to participate in. For years, I have heard Christians say, and I even had this conversation recently with a student, that they cannot participate in the Lord's Supper because they always feel like there's just a little bit too much sin. There's a little too much doubt. There's a little too much shame. That they're still wrestling with the addiction. That the anxiety is crippling. That how could you come to a table when you're still struggling with depression? They're never good enough. And so they just sit, even though they're a Christian, they just sit and they let it pass by them. And the opposite is true. The opposite is true. The table is an invitation for helpless Christians to remember and celebrate what God has done for them, for you, through his Son, through the Lamb of God, the spotless Lamb of God, and that his blood has been painted upon your hearts. With the Israelites, God did all the saving. His people just all of the receiving. And with the body of Christ, it is God who is doing all of the saving. And it is you, if you are a Christian, who is just doing all of the receiving. That is the Passover. That is the Lord's Supper. That is the gospel. And do we cling to it or do we not? Let me pray. Father, thank you for this short opportunity to be reminded very briefly that we left out a ton of details from this story, to be reminded that you have entered into redemptive history, into history, to bring about rescue for us. In some ways, nobody's, and yet we're not, because we're your children. And you love us. And because you love us, you bring judgment and wrath so that we may find life in you. Man, that's amazing. Help us to cling to that, to live out of that reality, to rejoice in it, and to celebrate it. And help even prepare us now as we are about to celebrate it in the table. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. I would ask you to stand as we will sing hymn number